Hey, welcome to a brand new episode of Straight Up Struggle Podcast. It's Music Monday, and man, you know I love all kinds of music, and man, we're having a good season so far. A lot of our episodes this season have been all about music, and you know my love of music. I went from, you know, just a little boy in college to radio, and now I'm DJing, and now I'm just like, just love music, and even though I'm not doing so much music professionally right now, I still don't want to get back and double my toe in it. And you know, if y'all are fans of our show from my color schemes, you see that we love our home state of Louisiana, and this is very special today because for so many reasons. You know, if you can see me, I'm a big boy, and so obviously more than likely I play football. I played football 12 years, and so it's just, I love just being a part of the sport. Now, you know, I went to a school called CE Bird. Our colors were purple and gold, and our guests today, they got somewhat of the purple and gold, you know, scheme going on too. But our guest today, I found him surprisingly on TikTok. And it was like, man, I played against this team before in high school. But this particular guest today has not only a different style of leadership, but one that is, I think, very positive to students. So without further ado, help me welcome band director of Edna Carr High School, Mr. Chris Herrera. Chris, thank you so much for joining us today.
Man, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
All right. So, yeah, Chris, so once again, thank you so much for coming on the show today, man. Like I said, I found you on TikTok, man, which is out of all places. But, man, so when I found it, let me tell you what happened, right? So when I found you, there was a video of you just rocking out with your band, man. So, like I said, just this one of the reasons why I had to have him, because he is a band leader of Edna Carr. But look, I said enough about you, but for right now, for the people that don't know you, kind of tell us a little bit more about you, who you are and what you do.
All right. So my name is Chris Herrero. I'm the band director at Edna Carr High School. I'm a graduate of Edna Carr High School, actually, believe it or not. So I'm definitely back at home where I'm supposed to be. After graduating from Edna Carr, I went to the Jackson State University and marched in the Sonic Boom of the South, where I was the first Latino head section leader in the tuba section in Sonic Boom history. Upon graduating from Jackson State, I came back home to New Orleans, and lucky enough, the spot was open at Carr for a band director position, to be the band director. I interviewed, and the rest is history. You know, I started off with about 25 kids when I first walked in the doors, August 2010, and I have just been growing the band program every single year. And now we're up to about 131, 135 kids in the band program, looking to grow even bigger next year.
Yeah, and that's beautiful, man. He said he went to the Jackson State University, you know. So, yeah, you don't want to stay in the house? You don't want to stay in, you don't want to go to Southern, or you just, or?
Man, I'm going to tell you what. Being from New Orleans, you know, especially in the 2000s, all we knew was, you know, Southern and Grambling. That's, you know, what we mostly saw at Bayou Classic, things of that sort. But it was the Boombox Classic that I went to my senior year. My first time seeing Jackson State in person. And when I tell you, they just rocked my mind. They blew my mind, man. And after that, I started looking at different colleges, like, hey, maybe Southern isn't where I want to go. Yeah, so I started looking at different colleges, you know, after that Boombox Classic. And auditioned for a lot of colleges. And ultimately, Jackson State is where I was fated to be at, you know, and it was the best decision I could have made in my life. I don't regret it. I made so many connections, met so many lifelong friends. I grew so much as a young man and into an adult. And I wouldn't be who I am today without Jackson State University.
Mm. And it's pretty cool to talk to somebody like, because people don't really understand, like, and maybe this is us from Shreveport, you know what I mean? But like, sometimes, you know, people don't understand. When I first say I'm from Louisiana, they always say, oh, you from New Orleans? I'm like, no. You don't do that. It's kind of like saying that to me is like being a part of a Q-Dog and you haven't pledged, you know what I mean? Or on a stomp. Because like, you don't just say, you know, you from New Orleans. Like, I think people don't understand there's so much pride in New Orleans. And no disrespect to Shreveport, but like, there's so much pride being from New Orleans and stuff like that. And people don't really see it, but you know, you from New Orleans, you know, so how was it actually growing up for you in New Orleans?
it was regular to me. It was fun. Definitely a lot of fun. Band-wise, man, I fell in love with band because of, you know, just the battles, the intensity, the competitiveness. It helped me through a lot of times, a lot of hard times growing up. Everybody has their ups and downs, but music was with me through the ups, through the downs, brought me back up, and it helped. I met so many people that I could call family because of music, because of band. And it helped mold me into who I am. And I try to, and it gave me so many opportunities because when I was in a band in high school, we traveled all over the country, you know, different band trips, and I was able to experience so much. And that kind of made me want to be a band director because I wanted to give that same experience, even more experiences to the next generation of musicians. And crazy enough, when I was at band camp at Jackson State, that's when Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans. You know, and we all know what happened in New Orleans with that. It kind of wiped all the schools and you know, from having quality music programs and just a lot of their history and whatnot. So that kind of strengthened my resolve to be a band director because I was like, man, I got to definitely go back to my city and contribute and give kids opportunities to get to where I'm at, you know, and beyond and do better than me. Because my ultimate goal is to help improve our city one student at a time, you know, and make sure they have that hope and give them opportunities to improve themselves in the future, not just themselves, but their families.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, because a lot of people really, because it's such a vital moment in Louisiana history where, you know, Hurricane Katrina happened. And like, obviously we're from Shreveport. So we basically got to host y'all, a lot of people from New Orleans and down south after Katrina. And like my football team at Bird, we went down there because they merged all the high schools together to play football. And we played John Eric. And John Eric, they got all the big ten named people going on John Eric. And so that was my first time going to New Orleans. Like, it happened in August. We went down to New Orleans in November. So, you know, we were under the impression how New Orleans is going to be loud and like Bourbon Street. And to get down there, people don't realize like how COVID was. When COVID happened, it was nobody on the streets, you know, nothing like that. It was quiet. And so that was kind of like a surreal moment in my life. But, you know, since you've seen this, how has it been? Like, how has the city flourished since Katrina? Like, has it, do you feel like that was almost 20 years ago, right? So almost, how do you see the city now and like the vibe of the city? And since you've been back home, like, you know, what's the current state of New Orleans right now?
I can only speak about music and the band aspect of it, because that's a whole another topic to talk about. But state of bands in New Orleans, I think we're in a good spot. You know, we have a lot, you know, especially seeing all these band programs, how we rebounded post-COVID. You know, kids are interested in band. Kids want to be in the band programs because they want something to do. They see that it gives them gives all kids an outlet to express themselves in ways that they can't normally in, let's say, a math class or an English class or anything else, you know. But band gives it that family unit, gives kids a family unit. And, well, I think we're in a good spot. You know, if you've seen band footage from this past parade season, you had a lot of good bands putting out a whole lot of good stuff. I can't say we had a bad band in New Orleans. You know, I think everybody put in the hard work to rebuild and to revitalize their programs. And it's beautiful right now. New Orleans is in the healthy musical space. And I think right now with the band actors in the city, we're helping each other push each other to better ourselves as directors, to make sure we're better directors for our students. And at the end, students benefit, the city benefits. And when New Orleans is good, you know, the rest of the world is good.
Yeah, and like I think hearing like that story, it's just like, man, it just shows us how resilient we are as Louisianans, man. We just don't give up, and we just, it gives me a sense of pride, man. It's like, and just when I saw you on TikTok, man, it was like, man, I'd love to see you giving back to the community. And that's the best part about just being like, that's who we are, man. We love giving back to anybody, man. And this is one of the reasons why I had to have Chris on the podcast today. We're going to have a little bit more with Chris Herrero, band director of Edna Carr High School in New Orleans. Make sure you stay tuned to the Straight Up Show podcast, Music Monday. We'll be right back.
Our world is made up of roughly 8 billion people. People of different races, different cultures, and different languages. And sometimes being different is often frowned upon due to a number of things. But here at Straight Up, we believe it's our job as people to sit at the table, learn from each other, in hopes of making our world into a better place to live. So join us as we have these cultural conversations. Only on the Straight Up Show podcast.
Welcome back to the Straight Up Show podcast, Music Monday. I am your host, Calvin. And today we have a special guest all the way from my home state. Man, this is a very special guest. Man, I love talking about it. I found this person on TikTok, man, and did my research. And he is definitely one of a few shining lights in the New Orleans community. And I had to have him on my show. Without further ado, help me once again, Chris Herrero, band director, Edna Carr. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's definitely a pleasure to be here with you again.
All right. And I gotta do this to you, right? I saw this on TikTok. Mr. Herrero, you a paper chaser?
Got your block on five remaining G. Until the moment you was five, you know what it is. It's made nothing out of something. You handle your biz. Man, see, man, don't play with me, bro. I'm from the Orleans. I'm 5'4" till the beat show. Come on, now.
Had to do bro, it, man.
I had to. You got to loop on you, man. Look,
I got to ask you, man. Cash Money or No Limit?
Man,
it's a hard one.
I'm gonna
do
the Cash Money. It's hard, you know. But you know, I grew up more with Cash Money in the 2000s as an adolescent growing up. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, we had No Limit. They were still big, but Cash Money was in its peak and its prime when I was coming up in middle school and high school. So I'm a little bit more partial to Cash Money. You know, just when I was growing up as an adolescent, it was more Cash Money for me. They were more in their prime. But I rock with both. Shout out to P, shout out to Baby, shout out to all of New Orleans doing good. I'm 504 all the way, support all our artists.
See me, I'm a No Limit because I had the biggest crush on Mia X, bro. I don't know why. I just had the biggest crush on Mama Mia. Yeah, she was my girl, man. And so, but we have Chris Herrero on the show, man. He is definitely, you know, cool. And I said, man, with maybe, see, me as a football player, man, like I went to Bird. It was more like mostly like, you know, majority white school. So, you know, it was very few, you know, culture in our school. It was a big school, but like, you know, it wasn't as culture. Like, and our band wasn't as, you know, good. So we would be playing against like Woodlawn or like Huntington. And I would get drunk off their band because their band was killing it. But people don't understand how rare it is to have a band program that's really hyped, but then the football team is just as good. And like Edna Carr is no stranger to the championships and, you know, the playoffs. But, you know, y'all also have that factor of being the pulse of the football team, which is the band. And so, you know, when it comes to your leadership in the band style, like you're different than most band directors. And I don't know how to explain your style, but just I've never seen a band director get crunk and go inside the crowd of the band. So kind of explain your style of leadership when it comes to your kids, because, you know, you're not as, you remember on Drumline, Dr. Lee, you're not as uptight like Dr. Lee on Drumline, but explain your style of band directing and why your kids kind of just glue to you so much.
Well, I guess I just go with the flow, man. I'm not going to lie to you, man. I just go with the flow. Whatever the vibe is, that's what I'm doing. But, you know, your kids got to know that you're human as well. You know, yes, you have that line of professionalism, but at the end of the day, music affects everybody. You know, I'm affected by the music. We affect the football game with the music. I'm in the trenches with my students. I'm not just sitting high and mighty on a podium conducting. No, I'm in the trenches with them because at the end of the day, we're going to war together, right? I have to be the example. If I want them to have energy, I got to have energy as well. And that's something that I firmly believe. You got to lead by example in everything that you do. So I guess that's my leadership style, leading by example. But as far as what I do, I just go with the flow. I just have fun with it. Everything is, sometimes it may seem like, dang, they just off the chain, but it's all part of the plan. You know, it's off the chain, but it's all controlled. It's all planned for the most part. But I just really just go with the flow. Whatever's going on, whatever I'm feeling, whatever the band feeling, we go with it.
Do you allow your students to have like a sense of creativity when it comes to like what song we're going to play or what's trending right now? Because Because my thing is, when I saw this, I was like, I saw one thing. Y'all was in, I think, Florida, I think. And they were playing Glock in my lap. I was like, wait a minute. That's not what I think it is. And I was like, wait a minute. That's 21 Savage. And I'm like, okay. Yep. So when it comes to, like, your kids kind of being trendy and you kind of going with the flow, like, how much is their creativity come to play or what y'all play in the songs?
I mean, a lot. I mean, it's just their band program as much as it is mine. You know, we work symbiotically together to put out the best product out there. You know, we have to build a safe space where they could have voiced their opinions and, you know, see what they want to play. I always ask my band members for song suggestions. Of course, you know, I got my song suggestions too and whatnot. And we just collaborate, see what's hot out there. We got to play what's hot for the crowd and what's hot for the band heads. You know, merge that all together and put a great product out there. But kids have to be creative. Without creativity, well, music fosters creativity. So that's one thing I preach to them all the time. And you can't have a successful band program without your kids having input in it. You can't have that buy-in from your student population and from the community if you don't allow people to voice their requests and whatnot. And what I do, I always, you know, I ask the football team, the football players, what they want to hear. I ask my auxiliaries, like, look, y'all got any suggestions or whatnot? And of course, my band members, they always got suggestions. They're dropping suggestions left and right. You know, because it's all a part of the process. They are part of the process. The band doesn't function without every individual in the band.
And if you can, like, and you, I don't know this, like, I don't know how this works when it comes to the band, but, you know, I don't know how it comes when it's working the bands, but, like, can you explain to us, specifically you, because your style is so different than most, and I don't think you realize how different your style is. I mean, y'all got accolades out the wall, you know. And before I even ask this question, can you name some of y'all's, like, accolades and some of the championships you have won as a band director?
Man, I can. I lose track. I won't lie to you, but we've done a lot, man. We won a lot of trophies all over the country. We've been in ESPN the magazine. We've been in T-Mobile commercials. We've been in an actual movie, Assassination Nation. The last scene, the marching band, that's us. We've been in Beyonce's music videos. We've been Formation, and we were also on that Lemonade visual album. The later part, I think, was on the Anger part. They had the band and dance team in that part as well. We've been to London. We still have an invitation to go anywhere in Europe: London, Paris, Spain, Rome. It just takes money to go out there, you know. It costs a lot of money. We won first place in a lot of parades here in New Orleans. Battle of the bands throughout the country. The list goes on and on. I can't, you know, and just recently, I was given a key to the city this past August by the mayor of New Orleans.
Okay.
We've had proclamations from the city council. It's a lot, you know, we lose track, but someone like me, I enjoy it for those 5 seconds, and I'm on to, all right, what else can I do? I'm always looking forward to the next step. Yes, the accolades are great. I appreciate it, right? I love it when the kids get to enjoy it, but I tell the kids, all right, we did good now. What's next? Mm-hmm. You know, we're always looking for ways to improve, because that's how you keep on growing.
Mm-hmm. And I got two more questions before we go to commercial break right quick. But
okay.
Like I said, just kind of going back into it, like, when it comes to your creative process, like, with this on the drawing board, how does Chris Ferreira work? Like, how does, you know, if you can tell us, you know, I don't want to, like, get in any way your secrets, but, like, when it comes to you, like, how do you just, you know, all right, band, here we go. How do you start conducting, like, an actual, just with this nucleus of Edna Carr band, Team Bust 'Em Up, you know?
Team Bust 'Em Up. All right. So, everything is year to year. I look at every band differently. Just because I had a good band 1 year doesn't mean it's going to be the same band next year. I always treat every band every year like a different band. And the work really starts in the summer during band camp. Yes, we have our couple of standard songs we play during football games and whatnot. For example, our entrance song, Say You'll Be There by the Spice Girls. That's a subliminal message saying you'll be there for the greatest show on earth. And really, if you're the opposing team, saying you'll be there for that butt whipping we're about to put on you across the stands. You know, that's the standard that we play. Just the entrance play for the football team, which has gone which has gone viral a million times, a lot of times. Certain things will start off with those and then just build our book from there. You know, of course, before Bandcamp starts, I'll talk to the section leaders. I have meetings with my staff. We'll see what's hot out there on the radio and whatnot. And really just talking to the kids and people in our school, you know, what they want to hear. And we work from there. We build from there. And as far as, yeah, that's really where it starts at.
And what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
No, I was about to say, even with field shows, that it starts from there as well. Everything starts in the summer. Summer is crucial and essential for the success of the whole school year, because that's where you start the build, the foundation of the house that we were building for that year.
Mm. And with y'all, y'all go past football season, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're year-round. Being in New Orleans, marching band pays the bills. You have a lot of performances that pay for the band, and that's our fundraisers. Mardi Gras parades. You see New Orleans bands marching on these Mardi Gras parades, but that's our biggest fundraiser, honestly, as far as earning revenue for the band program. Because we don't have a budget where we get, hey, you get $10,000 a year. No, we don't get that. Everything we have, we raise on our own. We raise every single dollar between fundraisers and doing different performances for different conventions and that come and hire different bands. That's how we make the money to feed the beast. That's the whole program. Yes, we do have concert bands. We have two concert bands, actually. We have a New Orleans brass band as well, and they compete annually in a competition for high school brass bands. First place is $10,000. Second place, $7,000. Third place, $5,000 this year. Our brass band came in third place, so that was $5,000 for the program that we spend on instruments or instrument repairs or something that's for the students. And just do what we got to do. And our goal is to keep band as economically feasible as possible for all our students, because I believe that music can change somebody's life for the better, you know? And that's what we do. We fundraise to make band as affordable as possible. We have the cheapest budget in the whole school, you know? And even with that, we still have fundraisers to help parents pay for that budget, because I believe it's essential for our kids to be able to be in a band. But of course, they got to look good. You got to get stuff for them, and that costs money. So we go past football season because we have to pay the bills for the band.
Man, that's detrimental. And like, I want to talk about a little bit more of the importance of having, you know, teacher student involvement and the success of a school student. So we have a little bit more with Chris Herrero on the side of the book. Make sure you stay tuned. The Straight Up Show podcast, Music Monday.
Straight up means to be able to speak in a way that is straight up, to be honest, and to speak your truth.
Raw, uncut, you know what I mean? It's blunt, you know, straight to the point. This what it is.
It's just a place to be open and honest, and that's what I appreciate most about it. And it provides a place for community members to come together and just be straight up with each other about things that are going on in the world, because it affects all of us.
Unfiltered, raw, with all the cursing that Calvin does.
Straight up is just being real, telling it like it is, you know, being you.
being solid, being who you are, no matter what it is, no matter what situation you're faced with, right? This is who you are. It really speaks to me saying it is what it is and it ain't what it is, straight up.
It's Monday, and you know what that means. A new artist hits the Straight Up stage for another edition of Music Monday. Tune in to hear talented music artists from all over the world. Artists like Victoria Silk and Jonathan Valenzuela. Come experience some of the best that music has to offer and see why fans want more. Artists like the rap assassin Five. It's Music Monday, only on the Straight Up Show podcast. Are you an up-and-coming artist and would like your music to be featured on the show? Don't wait. Send us a message right now.
All right, welcome back to the Straight Up Show podcast, Music Monday, man. This is a festival. This is a party. Man, we have the one and only band director from Edna Carr, Chris Herrero. Thank you so much, Chris, for coming on the Straight Up Show podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. And like I said, man, Chris is, man, if y'all have to get in tune with Chris and follow him on social media, man, because what he's doing at Edna Carr, their band, man, he's making it so much fun. Like, I'm living, because I look, I ain't gonna lie to you, Chris. I watched Drumline once and I wanted to be on the drums. I was on the snare drums. And then, like, I was like, I gotta read music for real. Like, you know, it was like, no, I can't do this no more. So ever since then, I started playing football. You know what I mean? But, you know, after I watched Drumline, I was like, man, I want to be like Nick Cannon. I want to be like Dre, or just be on the drums, man. And, like, you know, I know you can't, you get to be biased because, you know, you're a band director, but if you can be unbiased, what's the heart of the band? What do you think? I mean, when you was in Jackson State, what was the heart of the band?
Man, tubas, man. Look, okay. Tubas, where is that? You heard me?
The big pokey.
Right. Yeah. But honestly, I believe that every instrument is very important. Every instrument has its role, whether it be a piccolo or a bass drum. Every instrument has a unique role that contributes to the overall success and sound of the band program. And it's beautiful when you have all these different sounds just working together harmoniously, creating art, you know, and that's what it is, painting a picture with your sound. That's what I tell my students all the time. There's a difference between making noise and making music. And music, you're expressing yourselves and you're putting your heart, your passion into it. You're becoming the superstar. You're the artist when you're playing that instrument. And I mean, just everybody has an important role, from the woodwinds to the percussion to the brass. Everybody's important.
Man, and I just, look, man, I have so much fun watching your band, man. Like, I'm a fan. Like, I know it's just it's high school, but it's just like, man, I am a fan of the kids because they're having fun with it, man. They're not stiff. And most of these, you know, band people, they're just like, just stale, you know what I mean? They're very stale. Even like in colleges, you know what I mean? Like, and no disrespect, you know, to Grambling or anybody else, but like, I saw a video of y'all going to the Superdome. And y'all was killing other band, like other college bands. I'm like, man, they just taking over. Like, y'all just are now at the Pelicans game. Y'all was just taking over. And I'm like, man, this school is really something. So it's like, man, y'all different, unique. And, you know, and because y'all don't realize that band members, they're athletes too. You know what I mean? Because you got to move around in the hot sun. And, you know, what are some other misconceptions people may have of, like, overall band and, like, you as a band director? What are some big misconceptions that they have?
Well, I'm not sure. Of course, I might be a little bit biased because I'm from New Orleans, and in New Orleans, everybody has at least one family member that was in the band. So band is viewed a little bit differently here in the city. But I guess a misconception is that band kids might not be athletes, but like you said, but we're very much athletic. You got to be in shape to be in a competitive band like this one. You know, you have to be, our kids are smart. Our kids come from all walks of life. We have kids, we have some smart kids. We have some kids that have academic challenges. We have some kids that are academically gifted. We have kids from all walks of life, rich, poor, in between. And that's what band is. You know, band is the culmination of what society is as a whole. But the difference is kids learn how to work together. And I think that's very, very important. Whereas you might see in certain parts of our country, people disagreeing and not knowing how to get along without arguing. In the band, you learn how to get along, even if you disagree with somebody. And that's why I think band is very, very important. Another misconception might be, I don't know, man, because in New Orleans, band is where it's at. You know, where drum majors are more popular than the most popular kids in school, you know. I know at Carr, the two largest organizations are the band and the football team. Together, we make up at least 25% of the population in school, you know. And if you count the auxiliaries in, between band, football, and the auxiliaries, that's, man, that's almost half of the school population. Because we make sure we get everybody involved, and that's how you keep kids out of trouble. That's how you promote school pride. That's how you promote community pride, pride in, for everybody in the city. And that's something that we're doing here at the school, making sure we're keeping all our kids involved and out of trouble and in a positive light. Because, you know, you always see negative reports of kids all over the city, right? All over the country. But we're doing a lot of positive things here. And that's our goal, to make sure our kids have something positive, something to look forward to coming to school to, and being productive after they graduate from these four walls.
And that's why I took this interview with you personal, because it's like, you know, I grew up in the projects in Shreveport. You know, I grew up struggling. My mom and dad was broke. You know, I was prom king, man, and I had to get my suit paid for the school, because I wasn't going to go because I didn't have a suit to wear the, you know, prom. So the school really looked out for me and really helped me out. And I don't realize, you know, I got friends who are educators too, but they don't realize, like, you just, I know that it's a stressful job, man. I got a lot of respect for y'all, you know, when it comes to, like, you know, what y'all doing, because you got to love it. And, you know, I'm not really political like that, but you got to start paying these teachers more money, man, especially in Louisiana, man. They deserve it, you know. And so, but that's something else we can talk about later. But, you know, start paying these teachers, man, because especially you, what you do, man, it is, you got to love it to do it, in my opinion, you know. And, like, it was people like you who saved my life, you know what I mean, who took the time and actually took a chance on me and gave me that outlet to where my home life was horrible, but I came to school to play football. I you know, case in point, a band, like, and it was that extra care, a hope that made me go to school, go to college, go to a 4-year college and graduate, man. So this is really a person, man. So I don't know who else is watching this or listening to it, but, man, if you one of his students, man, thank you, bro, because, you know, what y'all do, man, I don't understand how much, you know, the impact. Do you realize how much of an impact that what you do helps your students, or?
You know, I always hope and wish that I am making at least a little bit of an impact in somebody's life, helping somebody become a better person. That's always the goal. And my students do let me know. And I appreciate it. That makes my job worthwhile. I tell students I'm always happiest when I see them walk across the stage every May. And then when I'm seeing them be successful, being productive citizens in our community, helping people out. And I always tell them, pay it forward, because, you know, all we got, you know, we got to help one another. You know, the same way you appreciated me, somebody got to appreciate you. Pay it forward, because that's how you build and sustain a community, by helping each other out. You know, we're a village all together. And it's humbling. That's why I wanted to be a teacher, because it's not about me. It's about building somebody else. Being there for somebody, like, I wish I had somebody there for me. I did have some good mentors in my life while I was a student here at Carr, right? And I want to be that type of person for them. You know, they can say, hey, look, I know I got to do better because somebody in my life told me to do so, you know? But it's not, as long as they're happy, as long as they're successful, whatever that, however that may look like in their eyes, I'm happy. And we always make sure they have a plan leaving high school. We don't just have them perform in high school. We make sure they have a plan post high school, whether it be post-secondary education, military, or trade school, or entrepreneurship. We try to set them up for success. And that's something about band that we do. It's not just about the music. That's our vessel, right? But really, we teach life lessons, like how to collaborate with somebody, how to have discipline, self-discipline, how to be self-motivated, how to encourage others, how to keep a focused mindset. And that just carries over to life. And that's what one thing we make sure we do. We have these kids prepared for life after high school.
Man, you definitely succeeded with that, man. I can see it with the program that you got. going on right now. And he's like the most, I mean, like if he was my teacher, bro, we would have so much fun, man. I love teachers and, you know, directors and leaders like you, man, because you keep up with the times, man. You try to be yourself, be professional, and like also swagged out too. I'm like, man, we rocking. I've never seen a band director rocking J's, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, man, you over here in the stands rocking J's and just...
Oh, man, I got a shoe game out of the world. Out of the world. Man, I haven't even worn yet, you know, but, you know, it's I don't forget where I came from.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one thing I show students too. Look, you want this out of life? You know, putting the work in the books. Education is a great equalizer, bro. Mm-hmm. Do what you got to do so you get this free money and you can have more than what I have, you know. Mm-hmm. Make those six figures, you know, and then... Remember about the band and donate a trumpet or a tuba or something, you know, don't forget about us. Don't forget where you came from. But yeah, man, it's all about remembering where you're from and remember how you were when you were that age. You know, and that's what it's all about. That's why we're supposed to go into education, because it's a calling. It's not about you. It's about the students and the future and their future.
That's beautiful, man. And like, I hope that y'all watching this, y'all get just as inspired as I am. You know, I mean, I tried teaching and it just didn't work out for me. So I'm more of a talker. So we're going to do that. But Chris, you know, the school year is winding down right now. But, you know, what are some upcoming projects that maybe you got going on with Edna Carr and what the band has? Like, or what are y'all doing? What's some upcoming projects? How people can really just see what y'all got going on?
Okay, so actually, we still have a pretty busy, we're busy until graduation. That's when we shut down for like about a month or so. But we have our band trip coming up. We're going to Dallas this year, April 19th through the 22nd. We'll be out there. We're going to have a Battle of the Bands on the 20th with a couple of Dallas schools out there. I'm not going to say anything yet because they got to put the flyer out. You know, I'm going to let them put that out there. But December 20th, we'll be out there in Dallas. Performing. We do have our spring concert coming up at our school at 4400 General Meyer Avenue, New Orleans, Louisiana. May 1st, we'll have both of our concert bands performing, our award-winning brass band, and our school choir will be performing as well. We have a couple of performances here and there, a lot of random performances throughout the city between now and the end of the school year. And of course, we closed out with our graduation on May 14th, if I'm not mistaken. And then really we get started. The band takes a break, but the work really starts for the next year, that next day, getting ready with the drum majors and then going to some leadership camps and then into band camp in July.
What do you think personally that makes your band so viral? Like, because it's just, to see y'all's algorithm and just see everything on my timeline, I'm like, what do you think that makes Edna Carr just so different than any other band? College, apparently, because y'all are outdoing other colleges too, but what do you think was so unique about Edna Carr, man?
I don't know if it would be, I could say it's unique, but I mean, we just do what we do. You know, we don't worry about what everybody else is doing and we stay true to ourselves. We've built our identity and we stay true to it. And it's just been the Lord's blessing for us to have gone viral. You know, if we go viral and inspire somebody to pick up an instrument or inspire somebody to do something and contribute to their community, I mean, that's all we could do. You know, I just give thanks to the Lord every single day. I pray to him every night and every morning before every performance, making sure we have good performances, keeping our kids safe. And if you go viral to help spread awareness of music and make sure we spread the love of music, you know, that's all we could ask for. But, man, we just do us, man. We just have fun. We have a good time. We have discipline first, and all the fun comes with it, you know. And I think what people see is just the unique relationship, the bond. That's what it is. People see the bond that we have together, not just myself and the students, but students together as a whole, because it all comes together as a package. We are really, truly a family unit that we rock behind each other 110% no matter what.
And it's definitely genuine.
It's not forced.
Yeah, it's straight up, you know, case in point, you know, it's straight up. Like, Oh man, that's why I love it, man. I love to see y'all. And you know, because I wanted to do this, I want to bring awareness to not only Edna Carr, but music itself. So with that being said, how can people reach out to Edna Carr's band and you know, maybe they want to donate or help y'all out, get more stuff? Because you know, I want to bring awareness and try to, you know, give back because like I said, I was one of those students that just what I did have to go to school to escape and then just going to school and just having that bond and having that, you know, just that unique ability to actually, you know, be disciplined and stuff like that. So people who are watching this and listening to it, how can they contribute or follow y'all on social media to see what y'all are doing?
Okay, so our Instagram page is The Official Car Band, THE Official Car Band. That's on Instagram. You can reach out to me via email, chris.herrero@inspirenolaschools with an S dot org. I'm on social media. You know, my nickname is Chalupa, so Chalupa504 on IG, on TikTok as well, I believe. And on Twitter slash X is Chris Herrero 504. Yeah, that's the way you can reach us. And if you want to donate to the program, you can always go on endthecard.org, endnakarr.org. And they have a link where you could donate and specify it towards the band. Or if you have any issues, just email me and you can work through that process. And every little bit counts. And the money is going to be well spent on students because these students are everything. You know, they're a big part of the community, not just in the school, but just in our part of the city. And I appreciate every single piece of help, whether it be an instrument, whether it be a penny, whether it be a congratulations, you guys are doing great. You know, I appreciate that. And I always share that with my students. You know, we get positive remarks or somebody writes a letter to the school and says, hey, we saw your band, you guys did awesome. I share that with our students just to keep them motivated and showing them that their hard work is not going in vain. And they appreciate those kind words.
Yeah, and like I said, man, I'm all the way. I traveled a lot, man. Journalism has taken me some everywhere, man. But I never forget where I come from, man. I'm not from New Orleans, but I'm still from the boot. You know what I mean? So it's just like I love just seeing what my city is, my state is doing, and seeing so much pride, man. So if y'all students are watching this, man, I'm proud of y'all. Y'all keep it up. Help, 'cause I'm not from New Orleans, right? You know, it's a whole look, y'all. I'm from North Louisiana. It's a different culture. I always tell people, you cut Louisiana in half, the bottom part, that's really Louisiana. You know, that's a different culture. But like, you know, when y'all go under the bridge, what's that all about under the bridge? Like when y'all perform under the bridge?
Man, under the bridge. So there are Mardi Gras parades for our viewers who don't know. Under the bridge is one of the biggest highlight areas for bands. You know, you have all the band heads that line up under the bridge to hear the bands play. And it's just the acoustics under the bridge, marching from under the bridge to the other part of the parade route. It's the parade route, is just phenomenal. You know, people show out, they go harder under the bridge. You have all kinds of cameras under the bridge. But it's an amazing, it's one of the highest highlights of the parades, every single parade. So if you're in New Orleans and you want to check out our bands during parade season, go under the bridge. You know, you go there. Canal Street is another good spot. Of course, the pre-parade battles are always a phenomenal thing. You have band middle school bands going at it just as hard as colleges and high schools are. But under the bridge, you get that prime time profile, that those highlights just come under the bridge hard.
Okay, all right. And before you go, man, give me your top five. It could be rap, hip hop, instruments, doesn't matter. Who are your top five music influences?
Oh man, dang, that's a hard one. Oh man, wow, man, that's the hardest question you ever asked me because I listen to a lot. Jeez, dang. All right, that's all. Well, I can just give genres, I guess. Of course, hip hop and R&B. That's one and two. Big influence, of course. New Orleans brass bands, that's a big influence on me as well. Of course, a lot of Spanish music, like you know, reggaeton, bachata, all that. You know, man, you know what? I can't narrow it down to five, man. I just listen to everything. I listen to a little bit of everything, and all that has a profound impact on on what we do here, and how I develop and grow as a musician, even with classical music. I like listen to a lot of contemporary composers nowadays, you know. Yes, the greats from the classical period, romantic period, and early 20th century periods are great, but I like listening to what modern composers are doing for bands now, because they're getting so innovative. And even really, especially post-COVID, I've seen a lot of ingenuity, and especially in like beginner level concert music, because it's not just simple, just quarter notes and eighth notes. But if it is quarter notes and eighth notes, they make it very interesting to where it doesn't sound like it's a simple piece. It sounds very interesting and unique. So I listen to a little bit of everything, man. I'm not going to lie to you. So everything influences me musically. I listen to everything around me because I don't like staying stagnant. I like to grow and just listen to as many things as possible. That's what it is for me, man. I have a lot of influences in a whole lot of different genres as well, so I can just narrow it down, you know. But
and that allows you to be creative, man, because yeah. You feel the culture, man. You're Hispanic, you're from New Orleans, like you're a musician, like, man, you just got so much this in you, man. So I see why people relate to you so much, man, because you're so culturally diverse when it comes to everything, man, music and style and leadership, man. Look, hey, this is why I had to have Chris on the show, man. He is definitely called Renaissance, man. You can do it all, man. So you can do it all. So I definitely want to thank you so much for coming on the show, man. We're going to definitely push, you know, push Edna Carr and push music and, man, push Louisiana. I got, man, this is for me. This is for me, if you can. Because I travel so much, man, and like I represent Louisiana where I come from, man, and people don't understand like why I do it, you know, because, you know, it was tough times there. But can you explain to people, why does being from Louisiana make you so prideful? Like, can you explain to my viewers and people who see me and travel a lot, why is Louisiana so just a great place and why do we have so much pride?
Well, you know, without the Louisiana Purchase, you wouldn't have half of the United States. Won't talk pride. Let's talk about that much. You know how the Louisiana Purchase was a big land grab for the whole United States of America. So we can start off right there, right? But I believe just because New Louisiana, and I can speak a little bit more about New Orleans, you know, is the entry point from the Mississippi River and the Caribbean and the rest of the world. It's the big entry point where you had a lot of mixture of a lot of cultures coming in, and that spread through the rest of the country. You know, I think that's what makes us unique. We have a gumbo pot of everything down here. And you just got to be down here, from down here, to really understand and appreciate the culture. Because I've had a lot of friends that have moved out of the state, out of the city, and they said, man, yeah, it's nice out here, but there's no culture like New Orleans or other parts of the state. You know, we're unique in that aspect because we have a lot going on here. Like, it's literally a gumbo pot of everything, you know. And I think a big part of that is because of how important the Mississippi River is to the rest of the country, and how we have all those goods travel coming in through the mouth of the Mississippi River. You know, all those different countries coming in, melting, joining, combining together. I mean, that makes us unique.
Yeah, man, that's crazy, because like that, people don't understand that's like, it's just, you can leave Louisiana or leave New Orleans, and it's just like, man, it's not home. You know, like, man, I've been on the West Coast right now. I'm on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. It's like the manners, you know what I mean? Just Southern, like, just manners. And then I called my sister. I was like, man, like, the food out here sucks, man. It's horrible. You know, like, she's like, we've been blessed, man, because Louisiana has got the best food. And so I said, man, it's horrible. But it's just the manners too, man. People out here is just, it's a different culture out here in the West Coast, but, you know.
And see, we take it for granted being from here. We take it for granted because to us it's normal,
yeah,
right? But to everywhere else, you know, it's like, what you talking to me for, you know?
Yeah.
But I love it. I just love being from New Orleans. I love being from this great state. And I hope I never take it for granted.
No. Nah, you're doing a great job, man. Yeah. And like I said, I'm blessed to have you on the show, man, because it makes me prideful and happy to see that, you know, great things like this are happening in my state, man, especially in New Orleans. Like, you know, to get back to the students, man. So, you know, thank you to Edna Carr High School. Man, look, y'all got a good football team, man. I used to cover y'all too when y'all came up north to play football. So, you know, y'all played Northwood 1 year and y'all beat them bad. So in the playoffs, so I remember that, you know. So I remember Edna Carr. Y'all played in Shreveport too for I think Battle of the Bowl or something like that. But I remember y'all coming to Shreveport. So, I mean, like, man, I've seen y'all before. And, like, man, thank you once again, Chris Herrero, band director, Edna Carr. Thank you once again for coming to the Strip Show Podcast.
Thank you for having me, man. It's a pleasure. Thank you for highlighting our great state and our great program.
Yes, sir. And like I said, hopefully you come back, you know, once again, give us some more good news.
Most definitely, man. Anytime you want me, I'm here.
All right, there you have it. Make sure y'all tap in to Chris and the Edna Carr High School band and just see what the program is doing, man. I promise y'all won't be disappointed. That's the end of our show. The show is not over yet. Make sure you go to our website at straightupshowpodcast.com. That's str8upshowpodcast.com. You can see Chris's current episode, past episodes about our Music Mondays, and see just all about the Louisiana culture, why me, Brandon, Christina, all my guests, why we love Louisiana so much, and my color schemes. You see why we love our state so much. Also, if you want to contribute to our show and donate to our show, go to our Patreon page at patreon.com/StrapShowPodcast318. At StrapShowPodcast, patreon.com/StrapShowPodcast318. See, Chris, I'm from the 318, you know? 504-318 in the building. All day, every day. But me should say, man, just we love our state, we love our culture, man. Today is very special. So, man, make sure y'all tap in not only to Strip Show Podcast, but Edna Carr and Louisiana as a whole. Make sure you go there with open arms and just, you know, hey, we're gonna feed you, you know. So, just go out there, enjoy the culture, enjoy us. But that's the end of our show. Until then, there's only one rule to our show: you gotta be
straight up.
All right, and Chris, before you leave, you got a little something for us, right?
Oh, yeah. So we were talking about highlights and under the bridge and what makes New Orleans Parade so special and different. Well, I got a good treat for you, man. It's the band playing I Love You, Babe by Babyface. Throwback song. You know, we played it this year, our first year playing it. Under the bridge. So in the car, I Love You, Babe, Under the Bridge.
All right. There you have it. So once again, here we go. Chris Herrero and the Edna Carr Band team busting up. Sir.